First, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney were lost in space and gravity. Now, Robert Redford is lost at sea in the new film All Is Lost. The director and writer is J.C. Chandor, whose debut feature was the 2011 Wall Street drama Margin Call. The cast includes Redford and no one else. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
As I watched Robert Redford acting all by himself in the superlative survival at sea movie All Is Lost, I suddenly realized why the setup feels so perfect. Redford is most in his element when he's alone. His strength, and it seemed huge when he started in the late 50s and 60s, has always been his ability to convey thought on screen. But he's never been much of an interactor, which is one reason his Jay Gatsby in the 1974 The Great Gatsby adaptation was a non-starter. Gatsby thinks he needs someone else to complete him, whereas Redford looked uncomfortable when Mia Farrow's Daisy invaded his personal space. The only time Redford has shown convincing affection on screen was for Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and The Sting. After that, his most successful pairing was with Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were, and there, the whole point was that the pushy Jewish woman and vaguely embarrassed wasp had a kind of anti-chemistry. So here he is, alone in All Is Lost, as an unnamed man whose 39-foot yacht drifts into an abandoned shipping container in the middle of the Indian Ocean. The container punches a hole in the side, water pours in, and what follows is a chain of disasters I'd call a perfect storm, if the phrase weren't so overused. I'm not giving anything away. The movie opens with the man reading a goodbye letter in voiceover as what's left of a raft bobs up and down. He apologizes to someone, his family presumably, but the recipients are, like the man's name and profession, unstated. The point is that with death imminent, he seems finally to understand the ways in which he wasn't there for the people who needed him. All Is Lost then flashes back to the start of the debacle, with the man waking up to find water pouring into his yacht. The film is at heart a procedural thriller. The man must extricate his sailboat from that container, pump out the water that has flooded the electrical system, and in various ways make his vessel seaworthy again. The writer-director, J.C. Chandor, breaks the narrative down into perfect fixer-upper units, and I would never have guessed that boat repair could be so riveting. Redford looks amazing for a man in his late 70s. His skin is cracked and weathered, which has been true for decades since he started spending so much time on the ski slopes, but his face has held its shape. And I've never been so conscious of his physical assurance. That strength of his I mentioned, that ability to convey thought, is what keeps us watching, even though he doesn't say a word for the first 90 minutes. Normally I'd play you an audio clip, but it would just be music and the sound of the ship creaking as it bobs up and down, or the storms that nearly wipe him out. All Is Lost is also a parable, and there's some heavy-handed religious imagery in the final moments. But something momentous does happen on screen, something that speaks to our connection with actors over time. What Redford and director Chandor have pulled off is the ultimate fusion of actor and character. As the man loses control for maybe the first time in his life, as all indeed seems lost, Redford does something unprecedented for him on screen. He lets go. He makes contact with the audience as he never has before. He stops thinking.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sharrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed the show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with music from the newly released second volume of music from HBO's Boardwalk Empire. Since the series is set in the Prohibition era, the music is from the period, performed by Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks with guest singers. I just recorded an interview with Giordano, which we'll hear soon. This is Patti Smith with the band singing an old Irving Berlin song.
saying going round this town. I'm beginning to think it's true. It's awfully hard to love someone when they don't care about you. I once had a sweetheart, just as good as anyone in town. But now I'm sad and lonely, he done turned me down. Happiness I find.